Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business. So should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy.
All right, welcome back to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. You're talking with Chad LaChance here today, not Terry Wickstrom, as he is away and traveling. So I've taken over the radio station for a little bit, and we want to talk to a good friend of mine, Mr. Michael Deming. Michael Deming is a guy that I've been a writer for, contributing writer for like 12 years. We've evolved into a friendship that is taken us around to some crazy places in the world. He's also the publisher of Sportsman's News magazine and the proprietor of the Pro Membership Sweepstakes, which we'll talk about here shortly. Most importantly, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Michael.
Thanks, Mr. Chad. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, now real quick, I want to tease a little bit. You and I got to get on five different plane rides to get to a remote island off the coast of Alaska, spend a week there chasing the world's largest bears, and then fly home. Now, a lot of people are going to say, okay, wait a minute, that's not affordable for the real guy, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit, but it was a grand adventure. Was able to harvest a gigantic old bear, and we'll talk about that here at the end. But more importantly for folks, you are, what would you describe yourself when it comes to big game hunting? I guess a professional traveling worldwide big game hunter, would that be a fair assumption?
Pretty much. I mean, we hunt, we fish, we do waterfowl, which we'll do later this week over there in the Front Range of Colorado. But I'm passionate about big game. I grew up in Colorado. And that's kind of what I was all about. From the minute I was old enough to be able to hunt on my own, I was out chasing big giant mule deer. My great uncle and grandfather were my mentors. And, you know, usually when you're first deer, it's, you know, go shoot a 2-point. And I drove my grandfather and great uncle absolutely nuts because I was not going to shoot a 4-corn or something small. And none of them were trophy hunters. They were raised during the Great Depression. So it was who I was born as, and basically I did, you know, 8 years in the Marine Corps and then was a mortgage banker. And when an opportunity came up, or I guess I created the opportunity to become a magazine publisher and a big game hunting expert and do this for a living, you know, last year alone I spent over 200 days in the field and hunt most of the western states on a regular basis personally, or I'm with one of our, you know, winners, like when you won the brown bear hunt. But I absolutely just love big game hunting. It doesn't matter if it's mule deer or elk or sheep or goats or bears or whatever. I just love the big game harvest and, you know, just being in the field and enjoying the experience. And the thing I've definitely noticed, the older I get, I really enjoy just the experience of being out there. I still like killing big stuff and like running a camera as well. I really like being out there with those critters. They're just God's creatures, and they're unbelievable.
Well, I know when you went with me on Kodiak Island, you never touched a gun the whole time. You're just there for the experience, and that's fantastic. And but really important takeaway, first of all, you eat everything you shoot as well, so that you live on big game. We've talked about that, which is similar to me. I don't buy beef these days. I shoot it and eat it, earn my place at the top of the food chain. But one thing about being a traveling big game hunter like yourself is that there's a lot of what I call preseason scouting that goes into it. If you're going to do it at a high level, there's a lot of preseason stuff that has to happen. So as a pro, what should guys be doing right now, hardcore big game hunters, what should they be doing right now? It's only a few months since season closed, to start preparing themselves for the hunt of you know, that's coming up.
You bet. I mean, applying for tags is one of the biggest deals. You know, when we were both kids, used to be able to buy tags over the counter, and Colorado has still probably some of the best opportunities to buy over the counter for elk tags. But if you want to truly hunt and have yourself the best opportunity to kill the biggest animals, you've got to play the points game. And that started in December 15th. Some people were still hunting big game at that point in time. That was, you know, Alaska's deadline was right at December 15th. Last week was the deadline for Wyoming. You know, Colorado will be up and coming here in April. Arizona's deadline for elk and antelope is the 11th on Tuesday of this week. So you've got to know when those deadlines are. And the other thing you've got to understand is just because you build a bunch of bonus points doesn't mean that you're guaranteed a big trophy animal. I talk to people all over when I'm doing store visits, and especially when I'm in the field, we're obviously running around in a big wrap truck and people know who we are. So I talk to a lot of people in some of these premium units, and they're like, wow, this is just really tough. They're expecting, realistically, I think they're expecting to see a big giant deer or big elk, right, or whatever, right, almost behind every tree.
Right.
And the thing you've got to realize when you're planning this, you might have taken 20, 25 years to draw this tag. The thing you've got to understand, if it took that many points and it is a premium limited entry unit, some of the best premium trophy hunters have hunted that unit every year. You've got guides that target those units and sell these to people each and every year that are coming there. They are scouting it basically almost year round. I mean, like right now, we're going to be out shed hunting to see what survived the winter. Did some of those big giant bulls and big bucks, did they survive last year that we watched them? And that's a good indication that they made it. So then we're going to start running our trail cameras in the summer and watching to see, hey, did they show up? Did they sprout extra points? Are they still on the up and comer? Are they going downhill? Are they 8, 9, 10 years old? There's so much that goes into that. And like I said, I spent over 220 days in the field last year, and most guys and people are going to get divorced if they're out there as much as that. So
yeah, I know that's
a very forgiving wife.
Yeah, the thing about that too, you mentioned that the guides and the outfitters are out in the field, but you can't wait until you draw your tag to spend time in the field. You need to be spending time in the field and developing your skills so that when you draw that tag, you have some clue what's going on. Now, on to the outfitters to keep us in reasonable time here. If a guy's going to book an outfitter, I mean, I want to go on a premium big game hunt. Maybe I've built some points. I don't have time to do that scouting that you're doing. I want to hire an outfitter. How far in advance do I need to be looking for that?
I look years in advance for that stuff because, you know, you're going to have people that don't have a tremendous hunting skill set. They're going to go there. The outfitter can get them all the way up to the animal, but they can't pull the trigger for them. And I see this year in and year out.
We have talked about this on a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Guys get there and, you know, they miss the buck or they don't see it. They can't get on it. They're not used to shooting off of sticks. There's lots of stuff. So when you're shopping for an outfitter, you don't want to do it the year you're going to draw that. You want to have a continual relationship with them. Talk with them on a regular basis, you know, not bugging them during the middle of season. Talk to them now. You know, what was real, you know, and then when you're that person, they're going to tell you, hey, look, this is a droughted out year. We're going to see 20 inches of horn growth less than we normally do. You know what? This might not be the year to burn your tag. You know what? You've got to trust the professionals. If you're going to get brain surgery, you're not going to go to your auto mechanic to get that done.
Right.
Go to the professionals. These guys harvest tons and tons of animals each and every year, and they're targeting the oldest and the maturest animals, so they know what they're doing. So get in touch with those guys sooner than later. And one thing I find, if you're not an outfitter guy and you want to do it yourself, man, dedicate vacation that same week that you want to actually hunt that. Go look around. Go see what's going on during that. You'll learn about, hey, they've offered a new cow hunt in here that put a whole bunch of new pressure into the unit. Or you can talk to people when you're not when you don't have a tag in hand. It's amazing how much people will share information with you around camp at night about what they're seeing, water holes. This is what the migration doing. This is what where they're seeing a lot of pressure. And hey, you can share information with those guys on a big deer or big elk or something, and you can follow up with them, get their name and contact information after it's all said and done, get that information. I do that with numerous units around the West. If we're in Colorado hunting and we tag out early, I'll spend the rest of the hunt there going to talk to people, just looking at different parts of the unit, or totally go scout out a new unit. You've got to spend time in the field if you're going to be successful.
Yeah, I think that's a critical thing right there is time in the field. And the other thing, I know you hunt with so many different people, whether you're carrying the camera and or acting as a guide or just tagging along. Physical conditioning goes right along with preparation. If you're going to go on a big hunt somewhere, you need to be physically prepared for that as well.
You bet. Yeah, you need to be prepared to go out there and give it your all. I mean, seasons, you know, 9 days, 7 days, 5 days. Colorado's cut back some of the season lengths. So, you know, give it your all. Be out there for that full 9 days and give it as much as you possibly can. I know everybody likes to enjoy that part of the vacation, but, you know, if you're spending a day hungover out there, it's a day you're not in the woods and giving it your most. And that's what it takes to really be successful. Hey, we all like being lucky every now and then, and I'll take lucky than good any time I can get it.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, we talked a little bit on the phone coming up to this is, you know, hunting the same unit year in and year out is a key thing, or as many years as you can be a really key thing. I've been hunting the same unit for basically 20 or 18 years, I guess, now. When I don't draw a buck tag, I make sure I draw a doe tag so that I can at least spend time in my unit like you're talking about and make sure that I know what's going on in the unit, day in and day out, year in and year out, what's changing in my unit. Now, let's shift gears a little bit, because just the opposite of that was me going to Kodiak Island, and we've got about 3 minutes or so. I got to go to Kodiak Island and hunt, and that's a hunt that's probably a 30, with everything included, probably pushing $40,000. There's no possible way a starving fisherman like myself could spend $40,000 on a hunt. But there is a way that I went, and I did that through the Pro Membership Sweepstakes that you started, kind of a spinoff of Sportsman's News Magazine. I'm not entirely sure how that spinoff works, but I can tell you that it's a fantastic thing when the phone rings and you're on the other line saying, hey, by the way, next year you're going to go to Kodiak Island and hunt bears. What do you think of that? When never in a million years, that's like saying I'd be racing a Ferrari next week. So, you know, I did. So give us a quick rundown of why, first of all, did you create the Pro Membership Sweepstakes, and give us a quick rundown on how people can maybe get a chance at winning some of this stuff.
Gotcha. Well, doing Sportsman's News, the publication for Sportsman's Warehouse, part of our cover stories were doing outfitter evaluations, because I found out there's more bad out there than there is good. And we would go to these outfitters and evaluate them, see if they delivered what they promised. Well, after doing that for quite a few years, I won't say I lost my passion to go kill, but I like to be there. I don't necessarily like to be the trigger guy anymore. It's not my ultimate passion. I love seeing people share that experience. So I thought, well, if we started a membership-based club, per se, where it would cost either $27 a month or $300 a year, basically how we came out with, I could give these trips away to average everyday Joes, who was who I was when I grew up, that I dreamed of trips like a Kodiak brown bear or a Dall sheep hunt or a desert bighorn sheep or just some of these big private land, you know, deer hunts or elk hunts. But I could never afford them growing up. I thought, well, having a chance to do that would be great. So we developed the Pro Membership Sweepstakes. I give away a trip every 10 days. And this year alone, this is its fifth year of going into operation, we will give away $450,000 in grand prizes and another $50,000 to $60,000 in bonus prizes. And a certain share of those, we travel along and make you guys the pros. You get to hunt and fish like the pros. So everybody sits around and watches outdoor television on TV. They see these big, giant animals. And yeah, some of those ranches and stuff were set aside for those TV pros to do that. So with the Pro Membership Sweepstakes, we let you hunt and fish like the pros. And that's what you got to experience going to Kodiak Island. That's a four-year waiting period to hunt with Mike Carlson and Larson Bay Lodge. And because they don't do very many of them, but we've got another one of those reserved for 2022. I booked it the minute we left.
We booked it while I was there. And I want to point out quickly that I'm not sure I hunted like the pro, but I had the pro experience. I just might not have had the pro level. But guys can check that out. Mike, we're out of time, but people can check that out at promembershipsweepstakes.com, or they can go to Sportsman News Magazine, check out all my writing there. So I appreciate you taking the time, Mike, and you have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
See ya. And with that, we're going to step aside. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.